Natural wind patterns carry many pollutants across the Midwest region, and some of that pollution is deposited in the Great Lakes Basin, including simple forms of mercury. But researchers are finding a more complex and toxic form of mercury in fish called methylmercury. Jim Hurley is a water chemist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the University of Wisconsin.
We think that there are certain characteristics of watersheds, particularly those that have wetlands in them. There's the right mix of conditions to form methylmercury.
Hurley says bacteria in the watersheds might be transforming mercury to the more toxic form. He's found that fish caught in Lake Superior near the shore or near where rivers flow into the lake have higher amounts of methylmercury in them than the same types of fish caught in the middle of the lake. He's launching a 3-year study to see if the bacteria in the watersheds and wetlands are responsible for the difference. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Gray.